Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, welcome back into the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here with you. Let's take a little bit of a detour. We'll talk a little bit of baseball. Matt Tate's going to join us coming up at the top of the hour. We're going to talk about Darren Peterson. Darren Peterson is not playing in KU's game against Duke later today. It is the Champions Classic. Here's the latest from Jeff Goodman on why we are not going to see Darren Peterson tonight.
You know, they thought it was cramps early on in the year, and it actually has been a hamstring issue that they figured out about a week or so ago, and it hasn't gotten all the way better. Now, again, Darren Peterson wants to play. He feels like he can play. He'll want to get out there Tuesday night at Champions Classic. But, you know, if you're Bill Self, you're thinking about, you know, Big 12 play, you know, NCAA tournament, having a chance to go deep in the tournament. You're not as worried about these, you know, he's been doing it a long time. He understands the value of having him at 100% when it matters most. So he's not going to put him out there. And we know how hamstrings and injuries are. I mean, those things, if he goes out there and he's not at 100% and he gets it again, he's going to be out a long time. I mean, those things can keep you out for, you know, a month, month and a half. And then you're playing with it the rest of the year and you're playing cautious. So I think Bill Self understands he's got to protect Darren Peterson right now because Darren Peterson isn't old enough to be able to protect himself in this situation.
So we'll talk to Matt Tate about that here coming up in just a little bit. I don't think I'm speaking out of turn by telling you who this person is. So I was reading an article today on ESPN.com and it was written by Jeff Passan. So I text him. I said, hey, if the Royals make a move for a bat, who do you think that would be for? This is what he replied and told me. He said, I would try to move some of the Royals minor league pitching to try to get one of the outfielders or one of the guys from the Red Sox. And then I said, Duran. And he said, I'd prefer Abreu, but sure. So that is from Jeff Passan about what the Royals could potentially do. Rob, what do you make of that? If the Royals use some of their minor league pitching, we can talk about who you think that could potentially be to try to go grab one of these bats. And I do think that one of these guys is going to be traded this offseason. We'll see if they get traded to Kansas City. But he replied, I would try to trade some of the minor league pitching for one of the Red Sox guys. What do you think of that idea from Jeff Passan?
I would say as a Royals fan, that is a, you know, full-scale celebration, because the prevailing wisdom, I don't want to say it's bad wisdom, has been the Royals are going to have to get rid of a major league starter to get a bat. Noah Cameron nowadays is the major league starter. Chris Bubich nowadays is the major league starter. We've heard, you know, little, you know, leaks and a little bit of information about how the Royals aren't interested in trading Waka, Lugo, or Reagans. If the Royals are going to get rid of one of their minor league arms and get a bat like Abreu or Duran or someone of that caliber back, that's a massive win for the Royals this offseason, because I come from the era, and I think all Royals fans come from this era, where the Royals didn't have an abundance of young starting pitching to the point where you were okay getting rid of some of your minor league pitching to go get a bat. And the fact that it feels like, and maybe it's I'm putting words in his mouth, that he's saying minor leaguers makes me think Cameron, Lugo, Waka, you know, that grouping is off the board, off the table, and you can still get a Durant type, is an absolute win for the Kansas City Royals. I don't know the player the Red Sox want. I don't know if it's, you know, Mazzucato. I don't know. But if I'm giving up a minor league pitcher because I have a surplus and I'm getting a major league bat, I would have a celebration in Kansas City. That'd be a huge win.
So I'm looking at Abreu's deal. So he is under arbitration right now. The estimate right now in SpotTrack is around $180,000-$220,000. He has pre-arbitration next year in 2026. And then you got 3 years of arbitration. So 27, 28, and 29. So from a cost-effective standpoint, you're looking at a very, very good place. He's also 26 years old. Last year, Abreu, he hit 250, 22 home runs, and 70 RBIs. As I said, if you look at the Red Sox, they're just probably going to have to trade one of these guys. They're just kind of running out of bats. So funny enough, as I'm reading this passing article, in back-to-back paragraphs, so it says this about Chris Bubich. Teams are trying to pluck some of the Royals' rotation depth, but because of the shoulder injury that prematurely ended his season, the offers are expected to be too light to get the Royals to bite. The next blurb is about hitters, about offense. It then talks about those two, talks about Duran and Abreu for the Red Sox. The Red Sox almost surely will have to deal one of them. There aren't enough bats in the lineup for both of them, especially if the Red Sox want to go out and add another bat in free agency. So if you are wondering what the Royals could potentially do to bolster their offense and shake things up, I mean, the answers are starting to appear. It appears Boston is a team that you know is going to be selling a bat, and you need a bat. They're also trying to pick up some starting pitching or round out their minor leagues. I also think you can look at the Angels as being a team that they're also maybe going to be movers and shakers, and they're possibly going to be selling off some parts, and you can make a deal with them. So just something to keep in mind as we are getting closer to the, I would say, the official start of the baseball offseason, when you start to see a lot of these moves come together and who the Royals could potentially target.
I mean, this is what smart organizations do. The Red Sox have a plethora of bats. They can't keep all of them. You need a bat. Call and get one. And no disrespect to the Royals minor league pitching, if you can get one for 85 cents on the dollar because the Red Sox are in a jam, the Red Sox are in a situation where they have too many bats and not enough spots in the lineup, that's a near perfect offseason. It's not a cure-all. Whether it's Abreu or Duran, I'm not saying like that's the same as Babe Ruth coming into town. Now the Royals offense goes from one of the worst to one of the best. Watch out. But if you can get a guy for a little bit of minor league pitching cost and you can get a starting bat back, and now you can kind of attack the rest of the offseason in free agency with maybe some extra monetary resources, man, we'll be talking a lot of Royals baseball in February and March, because that would be a team that is primed and ready to win the AL Central. They got to do it first, but the news and the leaks we're getting are all positive about the Royals.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.